Today on Secul, FBI Director Chris Wray is slammed in a congressional hearing, told by members of Congress, "I don't trust you to protect us."
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secul. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secul.
All right, welcome to Secul. We are taking your calls on this Friday, 1-800-684-3110. You know there's a lot going on in Washington, D.C., on FISA, on security, on what's happening, even securing inside the United States. And the FBI Director Christopher Wray, going before committees, and is getting blasted by members of Congress as well when he does go before those committees about how they have handled the FBI, the policies of the FBI, to the point, Logan, where we've got members of Congress, and we'll play it
for people.
Can we play it first? This is Congressman Mike Garcia, and they're being very direct with how they feel about Christopher Wray when he testifies to them. Take a listen.
I'll be honest with you, and this pains me to say this, but I don't trust you. I don't think that this is necessarily a funding problem that we have for your agency as much as a leadership problem. And between the lack of transparency in hearings like this and in intel hearings, your weaponization and politicization of issues and instruments of national security against innocent Americans and against institutions like churches, and the fact that you have held no one truly accountable for prior FISA abuses that we have all seen and recognized. I think you yourself have acknowledged that there's been abuses.
I mean, so there you go, Logan. At the same time, you know, FISA is at the House of Representatives right now, and specifically the reauthorization. We're going to go through, when we get back from the break, what six amendments. One already got through, some changes. Now, a lot of us have talked about the fact that FISA, Logan, needs to be completely tossed out. And I think most of our supporters believe that. At the same time, we don't have the votes to do that right now. And there should be some replacements. So you got to have that ready to go as well. But here's the big issue, right? Can we get these six amendments through and then understand that? So what we can do now is incrementally put in some safeguards. And I mean, that's the key. And our team in D.C. is working on it really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be taking your calls coming up in a few segments, 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to encourage you to call, get on hold. Next segment, though, we got Rick Grinnell joining us. We're going to break down all of this as well with him. Obviously, someone who knows a little bit about how things work behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, we want you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And just to, again, focus in on the fact that you've now got members of Congress, Logan, I mean, that are being that direct to say, you know what? We don't trust you anymore.
Yeah.
We don't believe you.
I don't trust you. You know, I think that's the first thing he said. I'll be honest with you, and this pains me to say it, but I don't trust you. That is where we are at in society, but that's why, like you said, the work of the ACLJ continues, and we're just 3 days. I'm sure you want me to say this. We're 3 days from tax day, everybody. Yeah. April 15th, your tax filing deadline. And right now, we are battling the taxpayer-funded deep state, as you've heard here, in multiple cases. See, we tied it all in. But today, you have an opportunity to make a tax-deductible donation to the ACLJ. A gift to us will be doubled as we defend life and liberty, and you will determine our fight. Right now, our legal teams are battling, like we said, the deep state, the FBI, and multiple FOIA lawsuits after the FBI targeted parents as terrorists, placed spies in churches, and abused FISA to spy on Americans. And we're also defending brave FBI whistleblowers. You've heard from them this week in federal appeals courts who are exposing FBI deep state corruption. And we can't do it without your support. We got to be able to battle back in court, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, get this. We've got right now a 6 FOIA active situations. 5 of those are in litigation. So, I mean, they're heading to court. 1, we're still waiting to see if they comply. So that's just to the FBI as part of our FOIA practice to protect your constitutional rights as an American citizen. So if you are concerned as that member of Congress, as we are, that you can no longer trust the FBI, this is a great time to support our work because, again, we are standing up and getting the information and pointing out the problems inside. Go to aclj.org, be part of our Life and Liberty Drive, double the impact of that donation. aclj.org, we're back. You don't want to miss Rick Grinnell to break it all down for us.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Secul, we are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are, of course, talking about a big debate going on right now in Congress right now about our national security, and a part of our national security that we know has been so abused against American citizens, and specifically, targeting President Trump, the Trump campaign, those associated with President Trump, instead of, you know, actual terrorists and dangerous foreign actors. It's great to be joined by our senior advisor for foreign policy and national security, the former director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell. Because, Rick, we heard in a congressional hearing yesterday, straight up from Congressman Mike Garcia, that he just told the FBI director, Christopher Wray, we don't trust you anymore when you come and testify. We don't trust that you're focusing on the right issues, that you're focusing on putting agents in churches, but you're not, again, dealing with the actual threats that America faces. And so a lot of this was on Section 702, the wiretapping, and of course the FISA court, and how many reforms should be done. There's a whole list of almost 60. It's now down to 6. A couple have gotten through so far in the House. But we've been those kind of part of those advocates that say it may be one like the IRS that we believe could be beyond self-correction, Rick. And I kind of wanted your thoughts on that. Do you think FISA can be fixed through amendment processes, or do you think it needs to be kind of thrown out the door and something else to replace it needs to be ready to go? I think that will serve a purpose, but with much more, safeguards on the rails.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's just start from every single person that I know wants to make sure that we're stopping terrorism and that we're using all of the tools of the federal government. But the 702 FISA is not the only tool. And shame on anyone who pretends like this is the only tool that we have. This is one of the tools, but it's one of the tools that's being abused. And I can tell you unequivocally that what Congress writes into a law, the intel community manipulates and abuses, I should say some in the intel community manipulate and abuse their power. And that's what we're trying to solve for. How do you get the tool without allowing there to be an abuse? And the abuse is that individuals who are gathering intelligence are allowed to listen in on Americans if their strategy was to listen in on a foreigner. And so they have been able to manipulate this process to say, oh, I'm really going after a foreigner. But they're listening to a U.S. official. And by the way, Jordan, these U.S. officials sometimes are members of Congress. Members of Congress need to be much smarter about what's happening. I have been a part of the arguments inside the intel community where I've had to push back on how they classify that U.S. official who may happen to be a member of Congress so that they don't give away a description that everyone would then know exactly who they're talking to, who got wrapped up into this this conversation. And so the abuse is real. And for anyone to just look at a piece of paper and say, oh, no, we've got a way to get around this, I see it on paper, they don't understand the actual practice versus the academic exercise of writing a bill in Congress.
I mean, right now, there's a vote going on in the House as we speak, Rick. They're actually taking the actual vote. One of the six changes that we just talked about did go through on a voice vote that prohibits the resumption of these, they call it, quote, abouts collection under Section 702. That's like, hey, we want to learn about something. We don't really have any direct evidence, but give us some power, courts, so we can go on like a fishing expedition. That has that amendment passed by voice vote. I think that's a good change there. But the warrant provision, again, there's been a lot of criticism. The warrant provision, Rick, just to make clear to everybody, just requires the DOJ working with FBI to go put forward this warrant to the judge. And the judge then says, okay, there's enough info here to move forward. You don't have, right now, you don't have to do that. And they were trying to say, well, this changes everything and it slows us down. I think that can happen in minutes. It usually does very quickly in the FISA court. But what it does, and it still would not identify, it's not, some people get confused on this. The warrant isn't going to be public. So it's still going to be very private. The person who the warrant is targeting or persons are not going to be notified of this.
Look, my problem is that what's written on paper and talked about in front of a judge to say, you know, we want to go after this foreigner. That's all well and good. I'm actually extremely supportive of all the tools to figure out how do we collect enough information to figure out who the bad actors are. The problem is that the person who's implementing this is allowed to use their political bias to bump or entice or listen in on, quote unquote, a foreigner who they know a U.S. official is talking to. And so the idea on paper that I'm going to listen to a foreigner is all gone because the motive is to listen to a U.S. official. If you think I'm crazy, you don't understand the process. I have been a part of this too much to see that this happens way too many times. And pulling that individual, that bad actor, back within the intelligence community, I get, is a very difficult thing. It is near impossible. But I do think that there are some ways to mitigate this. There are ways to minimize what's happening. More transparency once you get the approval on the actual process. That's what I'm focused on, is the transparency and the checking of the person who's actually now implementing the strategy that was asked the judge to approve.
Let's go to the phones. We've got a lot of questions related to this topic, Rick. Let's go to Bill, who's calling in Wyoming, watching on ACLJ.org. Great place to do it. We'll tell you why coming up here in just a second. But Bill in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think what needs to be done is Christopher Raby told, look, all this time spending on American citizens and officials is actually cost of money. And if you wouldn't be doing that, you wouldn't have to be worrying about getting more funds.
Well, I think, you know, Rick, I would, again, this idea of spending more money on Americans' political opponents, the idea here, Rick, and this is what I actually kind of wanted to ask you about and take this call. Do you believe in this presidential election that enough safeguards have been put in place that the FBI has been shamed enough publicly that they would not try to do what they did to President Trump in the first election?
I think we've done a good job of showing the abuses and the bad actors within the FBI, but they haven't made any changes or any adjustments. What for anyone to believe that somehow it's not going to happen again, you have to believe that the shaming of Christopher Wray worked and that somehow he then went to his deputies and pulled back. I don't believe that. I think Christopher Wray has lost credibility. I was a big advocate for getting rid of him in the Trump administration. I don't believe that Chris Wray and his placed political deputies and leadership have demonstrated that they are willing to be nonpartisan. I think they are partisan. They've burned their credibility. They need to be removed, and we need to bring people in who are much more committed to making sure that the FBI is used to protect Americans, not go after Americans that they just disagree with politically.
Rick, that ties exactly into what I wanted to ask you about next, which is, again, because those changes haven't been made, even though some of these small changes may be made, these Sixth Amendments, that's not really going to slow the FBI down too much on, again, when it comes to trying to get at potentially political candidates. We'll see if that even gets through the final, you know, vote. We don't even know if that's going to happen yet. So, but with the potential for that abuse, even in this election, I think, Rick, it just underscores the importance of the work of the ACLJ right now in this moment, because we have to be prepared now that the FBI is planning some new crossfire razor, crossfire hurricane damage President Trump. And it could come at any moment. Usually it's later in the campaign cycle, and they've got him stuck, you know, of course, the lawfare they're using against him in court. So it's like a dual-edged sword coming from DOJ and FBI. But the ACLJ is here to point it out, protect it, and fight back. And, of course, work with the members of Congress to make sure we can get as many reforms in as possible and call the bad actors inside these agencies to the committees and call them out.
One of the reasons I love being a part of the ACLJ is because it's a substantive conversation about the issues. We're not just an organization that is one-dimensional and just kind of talks about basic talking points on an issue. I mean, take for instance, my friend Mike Pompeo and I both are part of the ACLJ, and we disagree on issues. And there's a thoughtful conversation. There's a thoughtful focus on the difference of the issues. And that's what I love about ACLJ, is you're going to get thought-provoking analysis as well as a serious look at the issues with lawyers who know the process, with individuals who know how to get stuff done. We come at this from a very conservative arena, but even within the ideas of the conservative movement, there are differing opinions, and you're going to get those on ACLJ.
Rick, as always, we appreciate you being part of our team. And I just want to let you know, folks, as Rick said, you know, to have Rick, to have Mike, to have Tulsi Gabbard and others, it takes these financial resources. Double the impact today. ACLJ.org. Be part of our Life and Liberty Drive.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your calls later on, 1-800-684-3110. You just heard from Rick Grinnell. Later on, you're going to hear from Mike Pompeo. Now we have Harry Hutchinson in the studio to keep the discussion going on the FISA bill. As we have seen sort of the chaos break out from that, you heard the mistrust, the distrust of Christopher Wray earlier on. So we're going to take calls on all of those topics at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead. Let's take a call.
Sure.
Let's go to Julie, who's calling in Oregon on line 3. Julie, welcome.
Hi, yes, thank you. And thank you for the work that you do. I always love you guys. I wanted to say that it just made my whole week, that comment that was so directive, I don't trust you, because the distinction that Rick Grinnell made between the tool of what FISA is and the motive of a bad player, this was essentially pointing out that the bad player is our own director of our own FBI. And calling him on it.
The people that he's empowered, Julie. I mean, I'll go to Harry Hutchinson on this, because Harry, part of this is when you are heading up the FBI and you know you've been told time and time again about these political problems. There's reports on it, they're going after churches, and the people informing you. So when you go and testify and you get up there, then say, well, this only went out in Richmond and it was never implemented, and then those people didn't get you all the facts. And so Christopher Wray, I had to come back and say, well, yeah, it did actually get out all across the country. And there was even someone put inside a church in Virginia to try and recruit agents and people to work on this and get testimony, get evidence that they are somehow these, you know, Catholic extremists. And that's just one example. But they can replace those people as director of the FBI. Instead, he has allowed it to be run by the entrenched bureaucrats who have this animosity that they now feel they can utilize the tools of law enforcement, even like FISA, to target Americans and American political actors that they disagree with.
You're absolutely correct. So the key question is whether or not the FBI, in their deployment of FISA or other initiatives, have they been trustworthy? And we have clear and unmistakable evidence that the FBI and the DOJ have engaged in dystopian abuses which violate, at least in my opinion, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. So I think the American people are right to distrust both Christopher Wray and his staff. After all, Christopher Wray and the FBI, they've gone after traditional Catholics. They've gone after parents at school board meetings. They've gone after individuals who have purchased Bibles. They've gone after purchasers of Cabela merchandise, yeah, as if somehow that's an indication of extremism. So the American people are right to distrust the FBI. And I think Jordan is onto something. One of the things that Christopher Wray can do to improve trust in the FBI is to immediately and unconditionally resign. But before doing so, he needs to remove senior staff at the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's unwilling to do, you know, to remove that staff. Now, interesting enough, he could have been removed by President Biden. You serve these 10-year terms. I would imagine, again, that the concern will be, even if President Trump comes in, depending on where his term is, which should be towards its end pretty soon, that last time around when he fired an FBI director, what happened?
Nothing good.
The Mueller investigation began, and then an impeachment. So there's still that concern, as we were talking about with Rick.
There are ramifications to all of this. When you go through that list of the targeting that they're targeting you over, they said shopping at Cabela's or buying a Bible, it almost is like the most liberal stereotyping of a conservative Christian. It's like that Civil War movie that came out today where it's like, look, bad people, what do? They buy camo, they buy Bible.
They go to church.
They
support potentially one of the two major parties nominated to become president of the United States.
Coolers.
I mean, it's not like they're supporting, you know, a fourth party. It's one of the two major political parties.
How dare they?
Yeah, they choose. But I mean, it is happening. We know that kind of targeting, and it's just like how they did, Harry. We've done these cases with the IRS, with these kind of FBI. It's just like what they did to our clients in the Tea Party cases. These new grassroots movement, that you know, MAGA movement, things like that, is they try to figure out. They put together be on the lookout list, and so the Bible buyers, with your financial traction, if you bought a Trump shirt or donated, I mean, remember, they're saying, let's put that together because we believe these are people who are extremist. We have seen time and time again that they just aren't afraid enough inside the federal government to take these actions, which are clearly unconstitutional and outside the scope of even their job. No one has authorized them to go check on what Americans are buying Bibles, and for that matter, what Americans are buying Korans.
Absolutely. So one of the other problems that Christopher Wray has with respect to his own credibility is that when he has testified before Congress, for instance, with respect to traditional Catholics, he suggested, for instance, that misconduct was limited to the Richmond office. We later learned, of course, that it had been extended to the Portland, Oregon office and the Los Angeles office. And there are probably other abuses. So the American people are right to be suspicious of Christopher Wray and his senior staff. And so I think at the end of the day, no matter how many revisions to FISA Congress is prepared to pass, the end of the day is whether or not those revisions, those changes in the law, will indeed be faithfully executed.
Absolutely. We are we're about to head into our second half hour. Some of the local radio stations see a lot of people calling today from radio. And if you're on radio, that's great. But some of them don't carry the full hour. If you want to also watch us, you could do that right now on ACLJ.org, our YouTube channel, or on Rumble. Just search for ACLJ. You'll find it very quickly, very easily. But we are now halfway through our Life and Liberty Drive and just 3 days away from everyone's favorite holiday, Tax Day, April 15th. So we're going to tie this all together because your tax deadline is just in a couple days. And right now we're battling the taxpayer-funded deep state. You heard me right. So you could be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive right now as we are trying to help your tax dollars. And also, it's a tax-deductible gift to give to the ACLJ. Be a part of that right now. Have your tax-deductible gifts doubled also during this month because it's the Life and Liberty Drive. All donations are matched. You may say, how does that work? What do you mean? If I give $20, I don't want to actually be charged $40. That's not how it works. There's another great group of ACLJ supporters, ACLJ champions. Those are people that give each and every month that are there to match the funds that come in through the month of April. And of course, during this April 15th tax deadline that's coming up, it's not fun. I know we don't like to talk about it. No one likes doing their taxes. I don't think anyone looks forward to this day of the year unless it's like your birthday or something, and how unfortunate. But I'd love to hear from you also as we head into the break. We have a really short break coming up, less than a minute. So 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us just in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Again, give us a call, support the work of the ACLJ, the Life and Liberty Drive. Go to ACLJ.org, not just to make a donation, but also just look at the incredible content that is provided for absolutely no cost. Right now, you can do that, Jordan. We'll be back with Mike Pompeo coming up in just a second.
Yes, because a credible threat that Israel could be attacked by Iran as early as this evening.
Hey, everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.